it's Wednesday, December 1st, and the U.S. Reported its first confirmed case of Omicron. A patient had actually returned to the U.S. on the 22nd of November and self-reported he was in-home quarantine, and he was confirmed positive yesterday, and then he was positive with the S dropout test, and then sequencing subsequently confirmed that it was an Omicron case, the first one reported in the U.S. The reporting is a little bit late. As expected, the the limitations of people coming to the U.S. from southern Africa is really not going to prevent the virus from coming here. As expected, the virus was already here when the ban was announced, and still expected are many, many more positives. Currently, 23 other countries have all reconfirmed the virus in at least two people. The U.S. is lagging the world, and it is unlikely that there are 23 other countries ahead of the U.S. because they have more cases than the U.S. The U.S. probably has more cases than many of the countries that have already reported. Surveillance is not very good. It's been increased, or is going to be increased. It's really not clear exactly what kind of surveillance the U.S. does have. Apparently, it's just requiring people to have a negative test, which doesn't guarantee that they will not have already been infected recently prior to the flight, and therefore do not have enough virus at the time of the flight to register as a positive. It's a little bit ironic that the U.S. reported its first case after Ghana deposited 33 sequences. And Ghana is not in southern Africa. And the fact that they've got 33 sequences, almost all of which were collected between November 23rd and 26th, indicates that this virus is very widespread in Africa. And several other European countries are starting to report rather large numbers. That's why the bans don't work. By the time countries know that there is a problem, the problem is already on their shore and not coming from nationals who are citizens of countries in southern Africa. The virus has already moved on significantly beyond that. That there was a two cases that were announced in Israel. One, they were both cardiologists. One had attended a meeting in London and got infected at that meeting, presumably. So it's not just being exported by countries in southern Africa or the continent of Africa, is being exported by other countries like the UK. And if the cardiologist was infected at a scientific meeting, or then there are probably many others that were infected, and they'll also be have flown out of London. In this particular case of the cardiologist, he infected a colleague, another cardiologist in Israel, so they have onward transmission of the virus that presumably went from Africa to the UK to Israel to local transmission in Israel to a non-family member. And that's just what this virus is going to do. It's going to continue to spread. The numbers are going to go up dramatically. Right now, it's being reported as causing mild cases. It's very, very new in the spread. This sequence almost certainly was generated in an immunosuppressed individual. There are many changes that are shared with the immunosuppressed patient in Boston that was infected in 2020 and served as a model for how the virus evolves. In an immunosuppressed patient, he was 45 years old and ultimately ended up dying. And when he died, he had many of the same markers that are in Omicron. So, in any event, there will be many more first cases in the U.S. It's in every continent except for Antarctica. And like I say, 23 countries have reported more cases in the U.S. There's, I believe, 308 sequences at GSAD, none of which are from the United States. And it seems that the U.S. has got some significant issues with surveillance.